The Edinburgh International Film Festival is dead. Long live the Edinburgh International Film Festival. Those are the words that have been going through my head over the last few weeks after hearing back in December that the film festival is to undergo a radical change. The budget has been cut by around about £2 million over the next 3 years. And as a result, the team behind the festival have decided to change big time. In the press release, it was announced that the image and structure of the film festival would change, that there would be a new theme brought in called All That Heaven Allows, that the competition section and prizes would probably be scrapped, that there'd be more focus on inviting a team of guest curators to program their own selection of films, special theme days, the chance to probably pay what you think a film is worth. And festival goers will be encouraged to interact with bold initiatives around the city, which will bring it alive. The new people behind all this are Mark Cousins and Tilda Swinton. Mark Cousins, for those of you that don't know, is a filmmaker, film journalist, and film fan. One more passionate person to talk to about cinema you'd be hard pushed to find. I've met him a few times and always come away thinking slightly differently about film and what's potentially possible with film, even though it's not always practical. He's certainly an interesting character. And Tilda Swinton, Oscar-winning actress, one of our most respected actresses, and the two of them are the main people behind this new approach. They have been behind previous film festivals. The Ballerina Ballroom Cinema of Dreams was the big one up in Nairn, up in the Highlands of Scotland a few years ago. And they also carried a sort of sequel. There was a sequel festival which took place, I think it was the year after, which involved the Screen Machine truck. And there were many photos of them pulling that around the Highlands. So the two of them know how to run a film festival, small, niche, but popular film festival. And they've been given carte blanche to run the Edinburgh Film Festival, which, on one hand, yes, I think is going to be quite exciting. And on the other hand, I think is a little bit worrying. And some of these questions, or asked a few questions rather, in today's Edinburgh Evening News about exactly how much change is too much change. Is there a point when you can call the EIFF, when it can't be called the EIFF anymore because it's changed so much? We're told that really nothing's going to remain. Nothing that we know from the past is going to be there anymore. So is it still the EIFF? Should we be carrying out something so radical in its name? The EIFF, I've spoken to many filmmakers and actors and people behind the scenes over the last few years as I've covered the EIFF for the Evening News, and all of them have said how important the EIFF is to them, to their career, to their status globally. If you win an award in Edinburgh, you can pretty much expect it to do relatively well elsewhere and certainly get noticed. So that's not, of course, a reason just to have a film festival. But if we're saying that Edinburgh has to have some sort of international standing, and I would say that Scotland does need to have some sort of standing internationally, we shouldn't just leave it to London Film Festival, then is this the right way to do it? Are we making it more of a fun? The fun is fine. I'm happy with fun. But should it just be about that? Should it just be about trying out new things, or should we have something that's a little bit more traditional? Do people just like to go and see films after a hard day at work? I've attended quite a few talks and discussion panels and special events at previous film festivals, and they're not always that well attended. I think people feel a bit uncomfortable sometimes with things that are a bit different, and they just want to go and see a film. But I might be wrong. Who knows? We won't know until the full programme is published what's actually in store. But if you head over to the Edinburgh Evening News, on the front page there's a link to the guide, and my chat is in there. So let me know what you think, either via the Twitter feed or in the comments below. Thank you.